All the World is a Stage, Frank, and here going to be talking about some things happening on stage. All the World is a Stage, was that Shakespeare, or am I totally misquoting that? Anyway, let's move right along there. From Perseverance Theater in Anchorage, you got kind of the heavy hitters coming in this morning. We have General Manager of Perseverance in Anchorage, Josh Lohman, joining us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You're so very welcome. And we have our pal, the Community Engagement Coordinator for Perseverance Theater, Shirley May Springer Stanton. You need those. Yes. Huge business card to get all that. You've got a long name. Uh-huh. You got a long title. Uh-huh. And
I use all of it.
Yeah. And you're a longtime friend of KMBA's. Hey.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's okay. Probably 20 years plus.
Wow. Well, let's get right to it. You've got tons of stuff going on at Perseverance Theater beginning this weekend.
Beginning this weekend. Yeah, so you can talk about the one that's beginning this weekend.
Yeah.
And talk about the next weekend.
Starting this weekend, we actually are going to have a special performance of The Winter Bear. It's been touring around the state, and we're actually going to have a couple of performances at the PAC in the Both Hall there. It's been to Juneau, Kotzebue, Kiana, Kevalina. It'll be in Teaneck, actually, on Thursday this week.
I noticed they've had a great social media presence, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a really great piece. It's been running for 5 or 6 years now, I think, if I remember right, written by Anne Haley, and about suicide. And it's a really great piece, and it's been touring for a long time, I think, because it resonates so well. So,
okay, The Return of Winter Bears. And again, the dates and times on that?
That's going to be Sunday the 15th and Monday the 16th at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts in the Both Hall. Tickets are only $15. So,
okay, it's PAC downtown. Good stuff coming up. And so we got some rhymes to do.
We have some rhymes to do. It is National Poetry Month, which is April, and there's lots of great poetry happening around the community. As I'm learning, that is actually happening on the same evening that Perseverance Theater is doing its first poetry slam.
Perseverance is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We've not done a poetry
slam. That's a different twist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's community engagement. Is how do we engage people beyond the seats? Cyrano's de Bergerac, the play is coming up. And as a pre-invitation to the play, we are doing a poetry slam with some amazing poets in our community. And we have a lot of poets in our community. We have probably a good 12 people that's already signed up to do the poetry slam.
It's a poetry slam is like a competition.
Yes, it is. And it goes in 3 rounds, and there are judges, and there's an amazing MC that keeps the thing moving along, which is Trey Josette and people in the poetry community.
So how does it work, like March Madness in the NCAA? You come down to a Final Four? I'm asking. Don't look at me like, oh, Danny's kidding around again. No, I'm asking. There's no rhetoric here.
It's sort of like that. You know, it's 3 rounds. There's a prize at the end. Actually, there are 3 prizes at the end. And the judges, actually, I did this with Cece maybe last year. I was one of the judges. And the poets put out their best and hope to, you know, be entered in the second round. And there's elimination, of course, each round. And the last person standing win the prize.
So here's something that I've tried to figure out. I mean, I really do know what a poetry slam is, you know, but what I don't know is what sort of criteria for judgment? I mean, it's so hard to judge art in any form, anyway. You know, uh-huh. What's good art and what's bad art, and it's so subjective. Uh-huh. So what do they look for?
I remember when I was doing it, it was pretty fun, and it's really, really low key. You have 3 minutes, okay, to do your poem in this particular round. And it's the presentation. It is the delivery. It is certainly the words. and how they come across. Those were just, you know, on the surface, three things. Mostly, you know, the power and how people use the words to get their point across that that opens my numbers in terms of judging them. And it's really, really hard because, you know, people are really, really good.
And there's, and you know, there's such a continuum of types of poetry. Mm-hmm, some that are, you know, they hit you totally cognitively. Right, others that have to bring out the visceral emotion.
Yes.
How to judge that?
Now, with this particular poetry slam, because it is in complementary to Cyrano's de Bergerac, it's called the Love Session. So people will bring their poems that has to do with, you know, love gone good, love gone bad, love gone sideways, love for yourself. So it'll be a real variety.
I love it.
Of poise presenting that night. It is April the 18th at the 49th State Brewery. The doors open at 7 and the slam begins at, the doors open at 6 and the slam begins at 7. Now, I have to tell you the judges that we have this year because we have some pretty dynamic judges. We have...
I was looking for my drum roll sound. Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's good.
Yes. Perfect. Lauren Dixon from KNBA. Wow. We have Cheyenne Beatty, who, you know, she was here.
The Top Gun.
Yes. Jackie Purcell is going to be one of our judges. Don Mega, that used to be on KFAT. He's a name drop in certain communities around here. And we have the incredible Darryl Shoff. As one of our judges. So it's just going to be a fun evening. We do have the poets that we need at this point, though people are still calling and signing up. And we need people to come out. 49th State Brewery, which is Wednesday night. Doors open at 7. Come and get a beer and something to eat and sit down and prepare to be wowed by the amazing poets we have in this community. Oh, Brian Hutton is one of our poets. Shelby Mahogany, who is very famous in this community and has competed on the national level, as well as Trace Jose, who does poetry in the schools with kids as a way of supporting young people and finding their voice through poetry. And I can't go through all of the names, but we have a good 12.
Suffice to say, it's going to be an excellent time
it is.
For all.
Some Latino poets, and it'll be great.
Okay. Now, Josh, let me get nosy and ask you about about the play that's coming.
Yes, Cyrano de Bergerac. This is kind of interesting because it's a brand new translation of this by a writer named David Grimm. So it's kind of a little bit different than anything anyone has actually seen before. I mean, the plot's the same, but the language is a little different. It has a little more panache to it. It's a little more musical. It's also a lot faster.
Panache is key.
Yeah.
To Cyrano.
It is. And David's just done an amazing job with his new translation, and it just makes it faster and snappier, and just it flows along so well, and it's just so musical. I mean, it's kind of hard. In the original French, it's amazing. And so translating it out of that in you know, slightly less musical language that is English, you got to kind of like bring a little bit back. And I think David did a really amazing job of doing that and of making it just move so fast. Usually it ends up about 3.5-4 hours. And this version is only about 2.5. So,
wow.
Yeah. And so there's definitely a little bit of trimming, and it's just such an amazing story about love and war. And I mean, because, you know, these guys are. They're in the army and they're fighting and then they're falling in love. And so there's amazing choreography in it. We've got a couple of like Broadway choreographers doing the fight choreography. This father-son team that do choreography on Broadway, on TV. So these really amazing fight scenes in it too. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see. It's in the medium-sized theater at the PAC in the Discovery.
Okay, and this is a brand new translation adaptation.
Yeah. Yeah, no. There's no one has done this before. This is a world premiere of this translation.
Wow,
two premieres.
So we're pretty darn honored here. Dates and times.
Dates and times. It's going to be at the PAC from April 26th, which is the Pay As You Can preview. So people can show up and see it just by like throwing a quarter in the bin. We prefer $10 to $15, but you know, it's whatever you want to do. It's
if you're a disc jockey, I mean, a quarter is fine. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. We want the community. We want people to be able to come and see it, no matter what. So on Thursday the 26th, that's our pay as you can preview, and then after that, from the 27th through May 6th, it'll be running at in the Discovery Theater at the PAC.
Okay, now so for everybody at home who's not taking notes. That's a lot of information to digest here. We got Cyrano de Bergerac, a brand new English adaptation. We got The Winter Bear. We have The Poetry Slam. Hopefully all this stuff is on your website.
Oh, yeah, on the website and on Facebook.
Which is Perseverance.
Perseverance Theater on Facebook. And our website is ptalaska.org.
Okay, wow, yeah. Lots of stuff. So the art scene is alive and vital and jumping here in Anchorage. So we get set to wrap up here. Josh, anything to add? We miss anything?
No, I think that's everything. One thing that I would really wish more people knew about all of our productions have $15 rush tickets. So for people that don't know what they're doing at the end of the night and you're just trying to figure out what you're doing downtown, if you show up 30 minutes before the curtain, so 7 o'clock on most of the nights and 3:30 on the weekends, or on Sunday morning, you can just walk up to the door and say, I want a rush ticket, and get it for $15 and not the usual price. Anything that hasn't been sold yet, you can get those rush tickets for.
Okay, super sweet. Josh Lohman is the Anchorage General Manager of Perseverance Theater. Shirley May, final word?
Final word. I didn't get to read a poem, but my poem will probably go too long since this is National Poetry Month and since we are having the Love Session Poetry Slam on April the 18th.
Well, wait, are you going to be reciting a poem at the Poetry Slam?
No, I'm going to leave that.
Then you need to do it now.
Oh God. Okay, my favorite poet at this time is Mona Lake Jones, who came up some years ago. And this isn't a love poem, but it could be translated as a love poem. No, I would call it a love poem. It's called The Apology. Baby, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. And he kissed me on my forehead. Baby, I really didn't mean to do it. And he kissed me on my lips. Now, baby, come on. I didn't intend to hurt you. And he kissed me all up and down my neck. Baby, 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 I know I shouldn't have done it. And he kissed me across my shoulders. Baby, I'm sorry. And he kissed me, and he kissed me, and he kissed me. And I was almost glad he did what he did.
Very nice. Thank you, Shirley May. Shirley May Springer-Stanton is the Community Engagement Coordinator for Perseverance Theater. Shirley May, Josh, thank you so much. And
thank you for having us.
Come back and see us, okay?
All right.
8:42, Sarah Borges and David Burton coming up.
Native women account for half of the business owners in Native America. That's according to a 2016 report by American Express. The Native Women's Business Summit aims to strengthen Native communities by empowering female Native entrepreneurs. We'll talk about this summit and entrepreneurship in Native America on the next Native America Calling.